Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got Bet Sweats and a little scheduling change on this Friday. We usually talk to Kelly in Vegas at 11 a.m. Eastern. This week, she's joining us right now, 10 a.m. Eastern. Kelly in Vegas over on social media. She will have her favorite college football plays of the weekend. We'll get into some Survivor as well. Kelly, is college football Survivor still rolling? I didn't bring it up to you in recent weeks because I was just so hurt. I was one of those idiots that was like, Penn State can't lose again. They're not going to lose to UCLA. This is ridiculous. I'm going to take them. No, that was a Northwestern game that I took them. But anyways, are you still alive in any college football Survivor?
No.
Any of that? Okay.
I'm the idiot that took UCLA when they were 15-point favorites like week two. That knocked out half there. I haven't even looked at it. I know I'm the commissioner on that side and I should look. I haven't looked. I'm going to look right now. But first, I got to retweet the show before Sammy yells at me. So that's what I was scrambling to do right now.
Well, more retweets on me.
Yell is a strong word, I would say. But yeah. You could do whatever you want, Kel. At this point,
you don't have to.
All right, fine. Got it. All right, here we are. This is going to be a fun next, what are we talking, 5 weeks?
Retweet when I do a Splash Revival next week.
Are you going to do a Splash Revival?
Oh, yeah. I've got to at some point. I have an issue. Yeah. Sam says I have a problem, and he may be right.
I asked him yesterday how many entries he had left. I'm like, how many do you have left? And he's like, well, I did just buy more. So I'm like, you're an addict. You're a Survivor addict.
Yes, I think so. Because I was really funny. So I did, everybody knows John Murray from the Westgate Superbook. Everybody knows CT Betts at this point. Joff, who's John Murray's best friend from high school, we all did Survivor in the years past together, whether it's Circa or whatever. John Murray, obviously, being at the Westgate, can't do the 5K. So we did the 5K. Of course, we lose with the Rams that Thursday night. And the guys at Splash said, hey, you want to do a revival? I'm like, absolutely. And then after the Eagles lost to the Giants, it just went berserk because there was such an overlay and dead money with those 34 losses. Joff messages me. He's like, hey, is yours full? And I'm like, how is it full? It's Friday morning. And sure enough, it was full. So he and I both jumped into the $1,000, $2.5 million guaranteed. Listen, we have the need for action, okay? I think that's what it is. Joe and I, addict is the wrong word. Action is the correct word.
Sure.
That was a good show, Action. Great show.
Yeah, that was fun. I thought about that the other day, actually.
I always think about it because when you're getting ready, you're about to do a media hit, you're listening to me doing a radio segment at the time. Like, people didn't realize that. So you're getting ready to do your thing. You're putting like makeup or lipstick on and you hear my dumbass in the background talking about a football game. And I'm like, oh, I'm in action for 10 seconds while Kelly gets ready.
That is hilarious. Yeah, I was thinking about it because it's always on JetBlue and we're flying JetBlue to this next football season wedding. And I'm like, I wonder how weird it would be if I watched Action again with myself on the plane. I'm on the screen.
That's crazy. Oh, man.
Isn't it? All these years later. Good thing I did all that microneedling and stuff so people could use it against me later.
Well, speaking of Survivor, a lot of options this week. I mean, we're sitting here in the middle of the season. It's been chalky outside of 1 week. But, Kelly, there's six teams on bye. You would think maybe there won't be a lot of options that week. Nope. Ton of options. There's like 6 to 8 teams that are legit. You can. There's nobody that's saying, oh, well, I've used every good option up. Nope. There's so many favorites of at least a touchdown. You're going to have options. It's just a matter of avoiding those landmines because we know one or two of these heavy favorites are probably going to go down this week.
Yeah, it's really tough because I like some dogs this week, right? You guys mentioned the Bills-Panthers, so I'll start there. I'm not using the Bills on the road in Survivor. You mentioned it was going to be Andy Dalton. I didn't see that as 100% certainty, but I also didn't look this morning. So here's kind of the real reality. Are the Bills going to lose 3 in a row? Josh Allen's never lost 3 in a row. That's going to be the big narrative. And that's one thing I think people need to kind of like realize these things inevitably are going to happen. But I like the Panthers here in this spot. I don't care whether it's Bryce Young, who by all intents and purposes does not have a high ankle sprain. We know he's a little banged up, but there is a significant difference in those two injuries. So just something worth noting. If it is Andy Dalton, I think Andy Dalton is fairly serviceable. And if it is Andy Dalton, the line hasn't moved yet. I just opened up my odds logic screen. It's still 7.5. Andy Dalton, 7-3 straight up and against the spread at home in his NF career against AFC. Hey, 3-1 straight up and against the spread as an underdog. It's not like this man is some awful quarterback. Yes, does he have moments of awfulness? Of course he does. But hey, so do guys named Carson Wentz, as we saw last night. So I do think that Buffalo is a scary one. I think a lot of people are going to want to use the Patriots. And I will say this, Drake May, the Patriots, clicking on all cylinders, they look great. Except for they played a team named the Titans and the Saints and the Raiders. I don't know. This is a Browns defense I've been really high on all year. I told you guys they were going to beat Green Bay. I would not be surprised that the number 3 team in EPA per play, number 3 in success rate, number 2 in rushing success rate, as far as a defensive metrics go, I think you got to take the better defense plus the points here. And that's why I don't want to take them, the Patriots, in Survivor. And then, of course, everybody's going to be looking at the Falcons. And I kind of don't blame them for that. This is a Falcons team that, I'll say this, they frustrated me on Monday night. I had a ton of teasers last week, you guys. I ended up getting crushed on almost all of them. As you know, when blowouts happen or teams like the Denver Broncos only win the game by 1, it makes things a little more difficult. I do think you have to be kind of cautious here. I know that Mike McDaniel is still the head coach and he's just waiting to get fired as his seat is just on fire. But I don't know if I think Atlanta is as good as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Last week kind of showed me that maybe this team isn't as good as expected. I know a lot of people want to bet him this week. Why wouldn't you want to fade all these bad teams named Miami, the Jets, the Saints?
I just bet a cheap, as you were talking, I was listening, but I was also betting. I bet a cheap 7 on Philly. Well, cheap considering the market's 7.5. I bet a 7 minus 115. They're not losing to the Giants again, are they?
I don't think so. Here's the real reality. I tried to put them in a teaser, and I just said, you know what, Kelly? These teasers right now have not been great. So this last week. So just pump the brakes. Let's see how the dust settles, especially we know that closing line has the most value, right? Every single week against the number. So if these teaser spots are still available on Sunday, I may consider it. But betting these early in the week teasers was where I got burnt last week. Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo, man, have they been so exciting. Even last week against the Denver Broncos, where I thought, hey, maybe this team, maybe they're going to revert back just a little tiny bit. Nope, they looked great overall. Yeah, Jackson Dart had that one interception, but surely the Eagles are not going to lose this game, but this kind of breaks my divisional rule that I don't like to do. They are back at home. Eagles did look better last week, but again, Carson Wentz, he threw 3 picks. Who looked better, the Eagles defense or did Carson Wentz look that bad? I don't blame people for wanting to tease the Eagles here. I don't blame them for wanting to use them in Survivor here. Yeah, the other one I'm looking at, and everybody's going to say, are you insane? We talk about betting against these bad teams, the Bengals, Joe Flacco. What else are you going to get them as a 7-point favorite? 6.5, depending on where you shop. It's, God, you got to hate yourself a little bit to want to take the Bengals in Survivor, and I don't know if I hate myself enough to do it, especially when other teams are available at my disposal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With Kelly in Vegas here on Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Kelly, let's jump over to college football. It's not the best card, but you have a ton of games that you really like. As far as the top tier teams, like there's a few that are off this weekend, but you're not going to lack for action this weekend. Let's jump to the SEC games, because I know there's a few SEC games sides that you do like. Why don't you hit those first?
Yeah, it's interesting. Usually I try to stick with, I don't know, obviously I've got my 300 dogs I like the best, right? And then there's a couple of teams that I would say like our 1B, right? That could have made my card, but I didn't think they're going to win outright. And usually those are the ones that end up winning outright. But this week, I think I like 8 or 9 games. It's a lot. So kind of, you know, reel back your unit size. It's not like I've been crushing in college football. I've been just kind of hanging out, going along. But we'll start off with Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma over Ole Miss. It's kind of one of those spots where why I took South Carolina last week. It was kind of a lull spot for Oklahoma. Off that Texas Ole Miss sandwich. Ole Miss, 80 freaking defensive plays last week, guys. That defense got absolutely worked by the Bulldogs. You have to kind of think how that game carries over to next game. Also, John Mateer looked a lot better in the win over the Gamecocks compared to when he was right off surgery, had those 3 interceptions against Texas. You guys like unders. Oklahoma games have all went under the total this year. By a decent amount, right? This is 9.4 points per game this defense is allowed on as an average. And so you got to kind of think, are they going to be able to put pressure on this offense? 28 sacks on the season for the Sooners. I am a Lane Kiffin believer. I love this man. I keep going, why on earth would he want to take this job in Gainesville? But you got to have to admit, that kind of is a little bit of a distraction. The other SEC game that I'm looking at is LSU A&M. And I first thought, this is a weird line. What am I missing here, right? If you guys remember to start the season, everybody I knew said 14-1 LSU. It's going to be different this year. And I'm sitting back going, you guys, what? We looking at the same team? I don't get it. I don't trust Brian Kelly. I do not love this team. I bet against them twice this year. Both times, the quarterback that I bet on threw more than 3 picks. So that does not help my case here, but maybe that's a testament to this LSU defense, and that's where I'm focusing. I think Mike Elko has done a great job with A&M, but I think that this short line tells us everything we need to know coming out of Baton Rouge. Death Valley is a tough place to play, and guess what? Before going into their bye week, 13-1 LSU is against the spread over the past 14 seasons. So 14-0 straight up. Keep that little asterisk in your back pocket. We're betting against the Aggies. And then the last SEC team is Missouri. And I can't believe I want to back this team after going to overtime versus Auburn. Kind of that same fatigue thing that I mentioned against Ole Miss. But I'm sorry, this Vanderbilt team, this line has gotten out of absolute utter control. I am not an Eli Drinkwitz believer, but I believe this number is too high. I think we saw 3 get taken early in the week, 2.5, 2s. Money's coming in on Mizzou, and it's sharp.
This is such a Kelly in Vegas spot, this next one. So after Arizona State knocks off Texas Tech as like a 7-point dog, now Arizona State is favored by 7 against Houston. Arizona State's receiver is hurt. We know that Leavitt, the foot is not anywhere near 100%. He's going to play, of course, but they go from a 7-point dog to a 7-point favorite, and that's when Kelly in Vegas likes to strike.
Yeah, and this is the team that won out for me last week. You'd think I'd be a little bit more grateful. Like, shout out Sun Devils. That was a great game. They were able to shut down that Texas Tech air raid. But this is exactly what it is, Sammy. They're an absolute letdown spot. And you know what? This Houston team just been quietly flying under the radar. They got Arizona State's little brother last week. And I think Willie Fritz has done another one of those turnarounds that he does. We saw him do it at Tulane, and now he's doing it here at Houston. Arizona State 0-3 against the spread as a home favorite coming off an outright home underdog win. You mentioned Jordan Tyson nursing that hamstring. I don't think he's going to go. If he does, he won't be 100%. I think this is too many points for a Cougs team. I think they're going to win this game outright.
Kelly, we have a minute left. Any other games that you want to throw out there for the Bet Sweats audience?
Yeah, I can't quit Mississippi State, guys. After the most furating 9.5-point underdog loss I think I've ever had, just run the football, guys, and kick the field goal. That was not very much fun. And again, Texas defense, very dominant. I'm not sure Mississippi State can win this game. It is going to be very tough to do so. But that Texas offense is broken. We saw it again last week. Versus Kentucky getting taken to overtime. They got outgained by 216 yards. I like Mississippi State plus the touchdown and then Northwestern. I know a lot of people that I respect on Nebraska, but I don't know why. Northwestern has a tough-as-nails defense, 10.5 points, 292.5 yards per game. Nebraska got to go into the top 25 and then fell right out after losing to Minnesota on Friday night. And in fairness, they should have never beat Maryland, which I gave you guys. Northwestern covers in the series 5-1-1 in the last 7. I think they make it 8, and I think they make it worth a little bit on that money line.
Nebraska might be a little distracted as well. Number
well, that's
of
a good
team.
You're right. Matt Rhule being considered for the Penn State job could come into play as well. I think a lot of people don't realize that those chatters coming from the locker room can be a little detrimental.
No doubt about it. Kelly in Vegas with us every week here on Bet Sweats. Thank you, Kelly. Best of luck with your plays and, of course, Survivor. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Kelly in Vegas there. We'll get back to breaking down this NFL card. And Tommy Lorenzo will be joining us 11 a.m. Eastern. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You got Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.